The Wisconsin Agricultural Scene in Review. We're visiting today with Paul Mitchell, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Paul, give us an idea what 2016 has been like for our Wisconsin growers.
We had awesome crop yields this year. Very high corn yields, very high soybean yields. Some people are setting their own personal records. Some counties will set their own historical records for yields per acre. But at the same time, costs have been high for growers to put these crops in, and farmers are looking at negative margins. Even with these high yields, the markets weren't there. It's a lot of corn, a lot of soybeans to push through the market, and it's rough for some people out there, even with these really high yields.
How do farmers cope with this kind of situation?
This is a year some people aren't going to make money, and they're going to be eating equity. They're going to be living off of past year's income stored away as farm equity. Other farmers have other jobs. Often households are multiple sources of income. And the one thing I've really picked up is there is a lot of stress for some people out there financially dealing with the low prices relative to the cost of production.
What factors are contributing to the situation?
The biggest one is the excess supply. We ended last year with, it was a good crop year, and this year was a stellar year in terms of yield. International markets matter a lot. Excess grain, we are the world's largest producer of corn and soybeans, and we export a lot of that. And even an extra percentage point that doesn't get exported, it puts a lot of downward pressure on prices locally in the U.S.
Paul, what do you see down the road in 2017?
Well, the market's showing prices are where they are. You know, the December futures are creeping up for the 2017 crop year and the 2018 crop year, but the cost of production is still high. The margins are going to get where farmers are going to make a little bit more or lose less, depending on their own internal cost structure relative to these prices. We've seen some downward pressure in costs. It's not just farmers that are dealing with this. You've seen the merging going on with the seed and chemical companies. Some of that is due to the price pressure from farmers. They can't buy the seed at the same price they wanted to or were paying in years past. And so the companies are responding as well. John Deere, Caterpillar, these companies have had to go through restructuring and layoffs as well.
Paul, got any advice for farmers facing the new year?
First thing I always tell them is to know your cost of production. It's not the average cost of production, it's your own personal cost of production. And that takes a lot of time sometimes to sit down and figure out what exactly are your input structures, how much overhead you have in terms of buildings, machinery, your shop. Understanding that, that's the start. After that, you can start looking for places to save costs, work with your advisors, communicate with your lenders.
We've been visiting with Paul Mitchell, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.